Hey everybody, welcome to Keys to the Jet. I'm Red.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Blackbeard.
Yar.
And the infamous Rhino is back.
He's back.
Hello.
Not in black. Back in gray.
That's racist. Black.
Rhino.
And I'm out of the episode already.
Hey, come on, guys. I'll cut it out. What's going on today? What's happening? How are you guys doing? What do we got for everybody today?
I think Mikey froze.
Oh, he did.
He's stuck like this the whole time.
Man, it's like doing it for the first time again. What do we got? Hold on.
I know. What's going on, everybody?
Let's get us into the mood.
Get it? Yeah. Getting slow. Let's get us into spicy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get the mood. All right. What do you want to talk about today? Let me pull up our normal shit that I usually have over here. Airport times. This day in aviation. Flight Global.
It's typical. Mikey disappears.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
His Texas internet must be really awesome today.
Them Tejas.
Well, we could start talking about how we're number 7 in the world.
Is it in the world? I don't know if it's in the world.
7.
It said it's pulled from thousands of podcasts.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Of related podcasts around the world, and they only give you the top 20. And out of the top 20, we're number 7.
We are number 7. It's fucking cool, dude. When Cancel for Maintenance sent it to us, shout out Cancel for Maintenance, sent us a link on Instagram. They're like, congrats, boys. And I just saw the congrats, boys. I was like, what? What is this? What are they talking about? So congrats, I went on the link and it showed 20 top 20 podcasts. So I was like, okay, cool. We're probably like
19.
Number 20 or something like that. Like way at the bottom, you know, bottom feeders. And then they were number 1. Cancel for Maintenance is number 1. So it's fucking good. And then,
they've been doing it longer. They got more followers.
Yeah, they have been doing it for a long fucking time. And then there were some other ones that I've never heard of, but I guess are pretty good. And then we were number 7. I was like, holy shit, we're number 7.
Why you gotta yell?
Who's the girl that was on here? Was it Betsy Rose or something, or Betty Rose?
Betty Rogue.
Betty Rogue.
Betty Rogue.
She wasn't on there?
No.
No.
Not that
Is
I
she
thought.
Still doing podcasts?
I don't know. It's kind of faded out. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen a new episode from her in a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe she's busy doing guard stuff. You know, hey, do you think that my like tagline will piss people off?
No.
Underneath my name?
Nobody cares about QA.
Yeah. They're just going to look past it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Fuck you, QA.
You know what? Mikey just showed up and he looks like, God, what's that from? Is it Tommy Boy? When they find the crazy dude and that lives in the bus in the woods. Like he never left the military. And he's got all the booby traps everywhere.
Oh, that was Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Gary Busey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Busey again.
Yeah. What was his name? Sergeant Drake Savage. That's right. He's got his green.
Talk about your Cable Ace Award.
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does. Why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered sausage?
That's not your jam. It's not your thing. You don't like it?
It's not my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey, and I kiss it on the lips.
That shit's so funny, dude.
That, exactly. But he's got his hair cut short, so it looks like he's like has the military haircut with the beard and the green t-shirt, like his old Sam T.
Or he kind of looks like the guy from was it? Is it Billy Madison when they put the fucking poop on the door and the old guy comes out?
Don't put it out with your boots, George.
Yes. Hell yeah,
one
dude.
Of them flaming bags again.
After growing my hair for 2 years, though, it feels amazing to have short hair again.
Mm. Hell yeah.
So I got my, well, mine was what, down to there yesterday? And I got it cut off yesterday, and the barber even like had me tilt my head back, and he's like, "All right, before I do this, are you ready? You sure you want to do this?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Yeah, it's time to get it short." And the first cut, I was like, "Oh," you can hear it. It was time to let it slim down a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm crying babies.
Yeah,
dude, I was trying to eat ice cream the other day, and it was just like all over the place. And I was like, "Get my own fucking hair!" And I was like, "Fuck this,
man." The best. That's the best, because you could just save it for later. You know what I mean? It's like,
not ice cream. It gets sticky. Then your beard hair is going all these different directions and shit.
Then you don't know how to beard. You don't know how to beard properly. Then.
Oh, I do.
Hell yeah, dude. Mikey, we're over here talking about we're number 7. What do you think about us being number 7? Lucky number 11.
Yeah,
11.
That's it?
Just that's awesome?
That's all you got?
Yeah.
It's nice to be recognized.
It's neat.
It's been a lot of effort put in by, I think, everybody.
Red and I were talking yesterday, and it was like, can't believe, like, not even too long ago, we were just sitting there in the little cubicle area in our janitorial area and just joking around about how cool would it be to do something like this.
Yeah. Swear to me.
Talking like Batman for like 30 minutes, and it was like, "All right, I see you. I gotta go home." Watch everybody walk by like, "What the hell is wrong with those two people?"
Yeah, watching Byron sit there and be like, these two jokers, dude. Yeah. What's going on with these guys? Because we would basically talk to Byron about it, and he'd be like...
But we talked to him in Batman voice the entire time.
He's like shaking his head the whole time.
It's like Red's probably in like two bands, because... I feel like it's a band. Like, we get in our little arguments, and then everybody's fine, and then everything. Sometimes we have zero plan whatsoever, and then everything works out, and it's always, we're always troubleshooting something.
Yes, it is being like in two bands. Like, it's like being in like three relationships, because I have my wife, and then I have my band, and then I have my Keys to the Jet band. It's like, there's so much, but I like it. I love it. I love it. I'm not
love
complaining.
It. Love it all.
I'm not complaining. It's fun.
That's why I'm single again.
It keeps me motivated. It keeps me motivated. Like, what new shit am I gonna put out? What new shit are we gonna put out? Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Woo 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 woo.
It's such a long way. Look, I got a background. My audio's okay. We're
still got to figure out your internet, but we're getting there. Baby steps.
You guys don't have to blur my face anymore.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
For all
come
you
out of the shadows.
For all you that don't know, Mikey still has the antennas. So every time he disappears, he's got to go outside on the roof and.
You got to fix the rabbit ears.
You got to go pull more tinfoil out. Oh, damn it. Blew off.
Give me the other aluminum foil box.
Well, when we were talking the other day about when we did the other video, whenever, even when I was coming on here, you guys, everybody was it wasn't smooth, and
we now were assholes.
You don't say that.
We were assholes.
Very smooth.
But we were the assholes you needed, Mikey.
Yeah.
We were like, you get like really dirty assholes, and then you get bleached assholes. We were the bleached assholes that you needed.
Yeah, Michael. So, you know what? Speaking of bleached assholes and stuff like that, you can go to patreon.com/keys of the jet and pay $5 bucks. you can also go to all of our socials. I should have brought all that shit up, but here it is. There you go. You can go follow us on YouTube, IG, Facebook, Rumble, TikTok, and X, and everywhere else. And again, patreon.com/keys of the jet podcast. Where did Blackbeard go? And remember, we were like, yeah, we're not going to use each other's names.
We're not
going to
use each other's names. Like, hey, Jay. Shit. Our first recording, we fucked up immediately.
Yeah, we did.
How long has it been since we had, what was the first episode's name?
Oh, pre-flight.
The pre-flight. How long has it been? 2 years?
No.
A year and some change.
February before last, I think, wasn't it?
February 14th.
Damn,
oh,
dude.
Valentine's Day.
How many episodes are we up to now? Like that are published?
We're on season 2, episode 6 or 7. So I think we're almost, I don't know.
30?
Probably. Around, say 30-ish.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
About 4,000 memes.
4,000 memes.
Yeah, 4,000 memes. Speaking of memes, Michael, did you find the AI meme generator?
I have looked, and I'm still in the search for one that I like and seems easy enough for me to figure out.
Okay, because we need you to do that since
I did look last night, and I looked this morning. So I'm trying to find one that's going to be easy for me to use.
Okay, cool. You are the meme maestro, all right?
The memestro.
There you go. Done. Let's see. What are we talking about today, boys? Talking about anything cool? What's going on recently with anybody? You guys want to talk about your recent stuff going on? Anything? Blackbeard?
Are you aiming that at me?
Huh?
I said, are you aiming that at me?
Yeah. You?
Yes. Yeah. Moved.
Yeah,
we're
we're
now coast to coast.
Not yet,
almost. That's
I'm
crazy.
Still in California.
We are prestige worldwide.
We put liquid paper on a bee and it died. Investors, possibly you.
$5.
Oh, I'm sorry. If we don't talk about an airplane, people get pissed off. Here, let me talk about an airplane. Did you know that the XB-70 only had 2 prototypes, and then it, like, flew really fast and had 6 motors, and then it, like, had wings that would, like, winglets that would come down, and then, yeah, it did that.
Do you know why they would come down?
It was for, I saw it the other day.
It was when they transitioned from like Mach 2 to Mach 3.
Yeah.
So to get that big of a plane to transition to Mach 3, the winglets would come down. It would disrupt the airstream and it would allow it to go up to Mach 3. That is actually how the crash happened.
Right. Because the fucking second one, thing he tucked up under.
So the F-104 was right behind him. When the winglets came down, that air stream disturbed it and flipped the 104, and it ripped both the tails off, and it went into a flat spin.
Hmm. Wing tip vertices.
Yes. Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa. Now we're using technical words here.
My dad will be happy we got the thesaurus out.
Well, according to the Venturi principle, the thrust patterns.
If you look up in the jet stream, you can see that the B-52 flies with the nose down, disappears into the jet stream.
Sometimes when it takes off like this.
It flies with the nose down. That's how you know it's a B-52. Man, sucking on too much gas. Woo!
So every one of your videos you made about the different aircraft?
Yeah.
They're always, everyone is... the Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
The 15 flies through. It's like the Swiss Army knife on the Air Force.
Every and if you hear how I read it, when I
can totally tell you're reading. Like you can tell you're no,
you when I read the Swiss Army knife because my my ChatGPT it fucking puts in Swiss Army knife for fucking everything, and then I'm like, it's another Swiss Army knife, you know, and I say it all fucking weird.
We're about to do a random episode like on a Says the 150. The Says the 150 is a Swiss Army knife of the civilian Says the world.
I bet you it will. I bet you.
I bet it will.
I bet you, hold on. I also because we're doing an episode for Mike and Mike's after this.
Swiss Army knife.
Blackbeard, are you music. Staying on? Are you going to stay on or no?
I got to go buy a couch.
Oh, this isn't Mike and Mike's Music Machine. It's Mike and Mike's Awesomely Rad Show. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not Mike and Mike's Gangbang Circle Jerk.
You could go look. You could go follow us on everywhere. The things are done. So I was looking at Airwolf. We totally have
not been doing this for a while.
So I was looking at Airwolf last night because I was like, yeah, fucking let's do Airwolf. And I thought I said something about the fucking Swiss Army knife, too. I swear, everything I do about the Swiss Army, it says something about the Swiss Army knife, like the AAV7 or 7V. You know what that is?
You can make that up.
No, nah, obviously, it's a marine
amphibious hovercraft.
No, it's not the hovercraft. It's amphibious assault vehicle or something or other that they just retired not too long ago.
Oh, it's an amphibious anchor
thing. Yeah. Anchor. Yes. Yeah.
It's the thing that looks like the big box, kind of like a tank almost without a turret, and it just pulls up and drives up onto the beach.
It's got a turret on it.
Eight wheels.
Well, you're thinking about the tracked ones from like World War II. Those were the LVTs.
But no, it is one, a.
Yeah,
it is a big old box
with giant tires on it.
Yeah, and you see it launch from the back of the fucking launch from the back of the boats. Yeah, yes. And it said it's a Swiss Army knife of amphibious assault vehicles.
I wonder what it would say if we did an episode about Swiss Army knives.
These are the David Bowie knives of the knife world. Because
I know on the KC-10 one, it did say it's a Swiss Army knife of refuelers just without the corkscrew and toothpick.
Although I know I kind of mentioned the KC-46, but you should also just it should have just been like, and then there's this.
Oh yeah,
and then it just skipped over. Yeah,
there's that. But whatever, we don't like that.
One of the pages put out a thing yesterday. They posted a deal about the 46 and some new technology, but I didn't read it, so I don't know what it said.
So So the boom operator isn't even laying down like the KC-135 or the KC-10. It's all digital.
KC-10, they're
looking
don't,
through a screen.
KC-10, they don't lay down. They actually
They sit up, but they still open the back thing out the back. But on the 46, they're just looking through a TV screen.
Dang. What was the coolest part of the 135 is you get to lay down and watch it.
Yeah, no shit. Like, they took away the fun part.
Apparently,
like,
it causes a lot of back problems.
Oh, I can imagine.
And neck problems.
You should have seen me in that little hole.
Pussies.
Now they care about back problems because of the air crew.
Right.
Hey, check this out, you guys.
Your maintenance with back problems? Get fucked.
Nah.
Let's see. Did you guys know that on today, 28 July, 1976, a U.S. Air Force Lockheed SR-71, flown by Captain Robert C., whatever his name is, set a Federation world record for altitude and horizontal record for altitude and horizontal flight at 85,068 feet.
How high?
85,068 feet.
068 with a niner.
Yeah. They did it. He did it at, let's see. He did it at Beale Air Force Base The airplane was a Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird. The engines were two Pratt & Whitney J-58 JTD-11D-20A.
Oh, that's going to be a good episode when we do an episode about the SR.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't wait.
I learned yesterday. I figured they took a lot of fuel, but after they take off, they can't take off with a full load. And then once they get up there, they got to almost instantly refuel.
It leaks like a sieve on the ground. So the panels heat up.
They got to get up to speed before the seals expand enough.
So it's all made out of titanium. Fun fact, during the Cold War, when they were building it, do you know who mass produced or who had the most titanium in the world?
Russia.
Russia. So
CIA,
the CIA created a bunch of black sites and bought titanium from Russia to build a spy plane to spy on Russia.
Yeah. Nice. That's
so what is a sieve? You said it leaks like a sieve. What is a sieve?
Is it that thing you water plants with?
How do you spell it?
I have no idea what a sieve is.
I don't know what a sieve is.
I've heard the term before, but...
Well, it leaks like a whore sitting in church sweating. So,
there you go.
There you go.
On a rock. Yeah. It's basically the Swiss Army knife of high altitude.
Yeah, of high altitude, high speed planes.
I'm going to say that from now on. Okay.
If you turn it sideways, it looks like a safari knife.
Listen, I've got it, you guys. A sieve. A utensil consisting of a wire or plastic mesh held in a frame. Used for straining solids from liquids. For separating coarser finer particles, or for reducing soft solids to a pulp.
Nice. It's a basket.
Yeah. With holes in it.
It's a wiry basket.
It's one of them noodle strainers.
Hold on.
You gotta play the LA Speed story. Like when we do the SR video,
yeah.
You gotta do the LA Speed story to open up the video.
I mean, maybe. So maybe
that video, that story is hilarious. Have you heard it before?
Yes. So moving on. Rhino, Sir Holler of Trash. Can you mention Sir something about an airplane? Since one of your trash hauler things. That way, people don't get mad at us because they get mad when we don't mention airplanes. Go ahead.
So recently out here in California, we have a lot of wildfires. We have a really, really big one that's just north of where I'm at. I think it's up to about 32,000 acres it's burned so far. But a company, private company, based out of British Canada, or British Columbia, Canada. And they have, British Canada. Well, it's the same thing.
British Canadian.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
Fucking British Canadian. That's what that is.
So they've actually been buying C-130s from the military and they convert them. So Air Force, we have our own firefighter planes, right? They're called the MAFS birds. They have the giant tube that sticks out the left side of the airplane and they have a tank that rolls in, but, to hold all the retardant and stuff like that. But
to hold on the what? To hold on the what?
Fire retardant.
You can't say that.
This company had a neat design, so they created a bomb bay door system that was down the whole belly of the C-130. I think they have like four or five now C-130s, but they're Colchin Aviation, so they've been converting cargo. C-O-U-L-S-I-O-N, Colchin.
Hooked on phonics.
Thesaurus, they'd be good.
Thesaurus, they'd be good.
So I can't find this. I just looked. But there is a prototype that they offered or whatever before they came up. They decided on the 35. And it looks like a retarded dolphin. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The intake is on the bottom, like a 16, but it's all...
Yeah, that's the Boeing.
32. The X-32.
Are you talking about the big mouth bass? That's a Boeing piece of shit.
The X-32?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was it.
Looks like a guppy.
Have to do
with C-130 firefighters.
Well, hey, we did say
buttered sausage.
Listen, earlier. We did say retard. We did say retarded.
There's a transition right there.
We did say retarded. So
it is a new age for aircraft. They can transition.
it recognizes itself.
But yeah, so they came up with a whole Bombay door system that they designed and got approved through the FAA. And they've been, they go down to like Australia, South America for all the wildfires and stuff like that. But it's a pretty neat little airplane. I got a buddy that works out there. They're based just south of Palm Springs. He's one of their A&P mechanics down there. And I was actually kind of thinking after firefighter season or firefighting season, when they're kind of just chilling and stuff like that, maybe we could do a live episode down there and they could do like a whole walkthrough of the 130 and show how they make the Bombay door systems and how the little tank slides in and out and how they modify all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Nice.
Where'd Red go? Red leave?
That's an awesome job to be a forest firefighter.
I don't know. I think it.
I don't know. That'd be hard as fuck. I think that would fucking suck.
Yeah. I thought that when I was younger. When I was in my early 20s, like I also thought the military was an awesome, you know, but
we all did. And we got duped on that shit.
Got him.
I want to go do the hardest stuff there is.
You want free education and money every 2 weeks and live like you're in poverty? Come join the military. I remember when I got my first paycheck, dude, when I was in tech school, you know, you finally get out of the basic realm and you get your first paycheck, and I was like, $610? Fuck yeah.
I'm fucking rich.
I'm fucking rich.
Yeah. Thought I had $1 million. Fuck.
Going out to the mall in Shepherd Air Force Base, and you're like, I'm going to go buy a pair of fucking jeans with this fucking bag of money.
TV, a new PlayStation.
Just because of my job, I'm a project.
Oh shit, is that a Ford dealership? I can get a V6 Mustang at 38% interest rate? Fuck yeah. Used.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, you know how many, so many people, it's not even a stereotype. It's the truth. How many people, like the young airmen, you'd watch come out and they'd get like a Camaro and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, dude, I got it. It's like $300 a month, but only like $50 goes towards the car. The rest is interest.
Hey.
There was a bunch of people getting Lancers when I was fucking there at Shepherd.
Mitsubishi Lancers.
Yeah, because of too fast, too furious. Yeah. Hey, you guys want to take a break for a second? And we're back from that sweet break. This is the first time. It's my first time doing it. Mm-hmm. That was 30 minutes, man. We still got to take a break. You know, we're getting old. All right. Let me see what else we got going on here today. Wow.
Ba.
Sausage.
Stop. Listen. If you look up in the clouds, what else? Dude, there's
cows in my backyard now. What? I live in fucking farm country.
Can you tell us where you're doing now?
Like your new insights on career and
Can you? Because I will say though,
like after, like when we started and everything that's going on, like when we brought you on, Blackbeard and everything, like I am super happy for you, dude. Like I'm glad, like you're getting back on your feet, you're selling your house and everything, and like, you're moving on.
Back in the saddle again.
Like genuinely, I'm like really happy for you, dude. I still have a little grudge that you said I wasn't qualified to be an aircraft supervisor a long time ago.
Still not.
still telling them how to do their job.
Still suck.
But I genuinely am really happy for you, dude. I'm glad that you're moving on and progressing with your career and life and getting back on your feet. So cheers.
Can you take your phone and show us the cows? And
I got Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's happy too for you.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah.
Oh,
Willie.
I can show you.
Oh, Mikey, I still love you.
Mikey, why are you so quiet? Why aren't you saying anything?
All he does is smile. Like everybody's talking. All he sees is,
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I was gonna chime in on the cows, but then you started talking.
Yeah.
He's like our Charlie Chaplin.
What kind of What kind of cows are they?
I want to see them. Let's go. Go show me the cows.
Let's see your moves.
I don't fucking know.
Let me see your moves.
Let's see your moo moves.
I ain't no fucking farmer.
Obviously, the only one who grew up in farm country.
I got a set of moo moves in the back.
What are you talking about? I grew up in the Midwest, bro.
All right. I'll see if the cows are out there.
The cows are probably watching. He's just scaring his whole laptop out there. What the fuck is this dude doing?
So go like on this.
We milk cows.
No background.
No background. Take us.
No. Okay. We're moving.
There's a simple green bottle.
But that's what I meant. Are they like,
yeah, awesome
beef cows?
How is the weather up there though? A lot better.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Not hot. It's nice. A little chilly.
Not deserty.
Not the desert.
It's back green. Oh, that's that? Nice.
Oh, that looks nice luscious. House,
is that it's a grill? Over...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That looks so luscious.
The back.
Okay.
No yeah. cows right now.
What's is that?
No cows are...
Is that a cow? Is that a ground beef?
That's a plow. Some tricks.
Oh, dang. Hey, you got to get a picture of some cows when they come out there.
That's a big yard, dude. That's nice.
And, oh, you guys see the front. The front's pretty sweet.
This is cool. You're giving us a virtual tour on on this episode. I love it.
It's virtual.
So where, what city are you closest to now?
I live in Castroville.
Okay.
It's kind of by Marina is where
goddamn commies.
The front yard.
Oh, I like the gate.
Wow, that's good.
Two garage doors.
Three car garage.
I dig it.
Did you buy it or renting?
I'm just renting.
Oh, that's nice, cool. Dude.
Front porch.
Hey, I'm going to put this episode on video. Do you want me to cut all this out or what?
No, you're cool.
I like the two gates. That's pretty neat. The half circle.
Dude, I love the scenery in your yard. I'm kind of jelly. Look at,
oh, that's a front. Good view.
Look at that.
Damn. That's nice, dude.
I was talking to my wife last night actually about moving out of the desert because I'm tired of the heat.
Yeah, that's fucking nice.
Dude,
here.
I had some friends that were down in Parker a couple weekends ago on the river, and they were like, yeah, it was like 122 out there, and we're all just chilling at the sandbar. I'm like, fuck that. And then I was looking like Bullhead City's right there. I'm like, how the fuck does Red live there? That shit's ridiculous.
We're going to go after my daughter graduates. We're going to Colorado.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh. Everybody's high in that town.
No, I don't know, but that's where I want to go.
Oh,
look at that.
Dude, that's a sweet Huffy, bro. Go the other one. Yeah. You got pegs on those, bro?
Can you put your laptop down and get on it and start it? Can you start it so we hear it?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Fuck yeah, I will.
Yeah, right looks there? Good. Looks good.
Yes. Start the Huffy up, bro.
Yeah, start the Huffy. Man, this is coming to you live.
Look at the slippers.
Starting the Huffy. Does he have socks on? Are those socks?
Long socks.
I like them.
I figured you just tattooed your lower legs at this point.
Are they SpongeBob socks?
No.
Oh, he doesn't have his fob. That's okay. Look good on it. Good job. Good job. We're proud of you, dude.
If anything, start that rug doctor up in the background. Dude, if I've ever seen a Grindr profile picture, see it right there.
Hey, I helped him put those pipes on.
What are they? What are you with?
Dude, I still want to get a bike with the Reinhardt. The A10 pipes that I showed you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That spin.
Oh, yeah. Those look cool. I had some, I had a bike, there's some cheap Amazon megaphones. And man, those were the smoothest pipes I've ever had on a bike.
Yeah, his pipes went on really well after you got a hammer out. And after we went to AutoZone a couple of times, and then after we almost went and got in a fight in Albertsons.
What?
The Marines.
Yeah, because we were in line and we were buying beer, and there were like these three
young officers
in front of us. We were making fun of them.
They were flight suits?
No, but you could tell they were officers. And he goes, yeah, they're
standards are lax.
Standards are lax. And our cashier was like, he looked at me, then he looked at him. He's like, "What'd you say about blacks?" It was like, "What?" No. We said standards were lax, bro. Lax. We're talking about the officers in front of us.
Relaxed.
And they were like, "Calm down." He's like, "Oh." he didn't look at me. He looked at him.
White bearded fuckers.
Maybe because he was shorter.
Yeah. They wanted after me. The little guy.
The little gnome looking guy.
Yeah.
He didn't say shit to me. He's like, "Oh yeah, okay." After I explained, yeah. He's like, okay.
Well, yeah.
You don't want no trouble, dog.
Does he want to fight a gnome or a orangutan?
Both. He would have gotten both. He would have gotten both on that.
Yeah.
That would be a good Halloween costume. Be Blackbeard.
A gnome.
A orangutan.
Orangutan. Yeah.
No, you mean the. He would be the Lord of the Ring, the Lord of the Ring gnome.
Gimli. His name was Gimli.
Gimli, I don't know. The leader. I think
Red's, no. Red's
more of a Gimli.
Red's more of a Gimli.
Yeah.
Think so? True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Mikey's that creepy dude that sits in the cave that has been in there for like 20 years. Like, "Hey, you guys want to buy a pocket watch?" They're like, "Time isn't even invented, old man. It is where I'm from."
That reminded me of that cartoon where I think he's like an uncle or something, and he's always taking him to different, what is that? Adventureland? Is that it?
What is
Rick
that?
And Morty.
Oh, it's Rick like and Morty.
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
I'm a pickle.
Rick. That's why the Rickle. I have, guess who has the boxes of pickles now? This guy. I have the box of pickles now.
Mm-hmm. The Rickles.
The Rickles.
You know what the Rickle is?
Yeah.
I test them every night.
Yes. Every
sure
single
you
one.
Do.
I got to make sure that they're operational.
It's part of your
Rhino
post flight.
It's my pre flight checklist.
Whoa, Mikey wants to talk. Hold on.
Did you ever send the general printout thing?
No, it's in a box somewhere.
You don't get it ever.
That guy.
Okay.
That guy.
That guy
with the horn. With the horn.
I didn't get it.
Well,
the unicorn.
Quick life update. Went through a divorce. Everything's in boxes in a storage unit. So
quick life update.
That's a bullshit excuse.
Yeah, fuck me, right?
Yeah.
You have so much more free time now.
Oh. Yeah. You got all kinds of time now.
Yeah, dude.
I do.
No, well, no, you're probably still busy as shit at work.
I am.
Don't let work control you.
Well, kind of. I got another update for that, too, offline.
Yeah.
Jay will be happy. Whoa, Rickles.
Look at all them Rickles.
You're going to pull a Fight Club.
I like how there's all these whistles, but then there's one that's just straight and solid. Like, I wonder what that one was for.
That was
The prototype?
Yeah, prototype.
That
personal prototype.
Yeah. I make sure. Don't mind the brown stains on it. Okay.
Beautiful. It smells like exhaust in here now.
Yes.
Gas. It's awesome. Exhaust.
That's awesome, dude. It's been 42 minutes of us talking about nothing, and I love
it. We talked about airplanes.
Did we talk about? Well, we have to mention another airplane. Go ahead.
Mikey, talk about the Wright Flyer you used to work on.
How about the XB-30? I think it was a tail dragger, and it was an old timey jet, and I don't know what it did. So I got.
How about we talk about the XB-30? I don't know what it is or what it did, but it's a name. There we go.
Let's I'm just, you know,
buttered sausage.
Buttered sausage.
Hey, the XB-30 airplane. So it was a Lockheed XB-30. Was a design submitted by Lockheed after requested by the United States Army Air Force for a very heavy bomber. The same request that led to the Boeing's B-29 Superfortress, the Douglas XB-31, and consolidated B-32 Dominator. Yep. Wow.
See, look at all that whole information.
I got a whole gang of Rickles backing me up.
Yeah,
look out.
Yeah, you do. That's why you can't stand up.
My Rickles will fuck you up, Jack.
You know, I did look in the box, and the one without the whistle is missing. So
oh,
I just want you to know it? It's probably still in your bum.
Dude, you gotta have it on your keychain or like a tassel hanging off like the handlebar of your bike. Just a Rickle just dangling there.
I just tape it to the nose.
Yeah. Throw everybody off. Yeah. Riding through like a biker gang like territory, and they're like, "Don't fuck."
To
like,
modify a squirt gun to it, so then
like, listen, this is why we're number seven.
At stoplight, okay. You can just squirt.
This is why we're number seven. Number seven. Let's see the XB-30.
Is it twin engine?
It's got four motors.
I gotta Google this thing now.
Yeah, me too.
It's got four Wright R-335 13 radial engines, 2,200 horsepower each. Sorry.
Oh, the max speed was 24.
Yeah, it's like super shitty.
That's cool looking.
Dude, what was that fucking triangle? Remember the triangle that they had that they were fucking testing in the 70s? It was like the
original B2.
Yeah, the original B2.
Yeah. 40 something.
It was like 30. The X-29 or...
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Oh, no. Do you remember the X-29, dude? That thing was pretty cool.
The X-29.
Yeah, it had the wings forward instead of swept back. It looks like a T-38 with the wings forward.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's fucking cool, right? You know what I'm talking about there?
Northrop Grumman.
Yeah.
The Northrops.
Let me see if I can...
So it was the XB-35, and then... Yeah. The YB-49...
I still like the YF-23, the Black Widow. The one Northrop came out with that competed against the YF-22.
Oh, yeah, dude. That thing would be sick, bro.
Well, for me, for its time, that was fucking crazy. It outperformed the F-22.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was all... I mean, the 22 and everything was brought in from political reasons, dude. Come on.
Yeah, it was just the price point.
Yep.
And the thrust vectoring that the government put a whole bunch of money into.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as costly as the 22 was, it's kind of surprising.
Badass.
This is the X29, dude. Check this out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That thing's pretty cool.
I thought that was a 47.
Oh, wow. No.
What's a 47? No.
Yeah, it's X29. I thought that was one of the more interesting aircraft.
I think it was a Su-47 was the one I'm thinking of.
There's a few more here. Let's talk about X airplanes since we're on it. Let's fucking go deep dive into X airplanes.
Yeah.
The Su-47 was the fucking Russian one. Like that.
Yeah.
Sukhoi. Sukhoi.
List of X planes. Here we go. Here we go. We all know this one. And it's cool since we're gonna put this on video. We all know this one here. Let's see.
Waiting.
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 Blackbeard and the Rickles are waiting.
Yes.
Blackbeard and the Rickles are waiting.
Oh, the Bell X1.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know that one. That one's cute.
Look at that. All them studs with their shirts off.
Right.
Yeah, that was hot.
That's what Edwards was cool.
That's what Edwards was like. Yeah, the cool
now
stuff.
They make you wear shirts, fucking assholes.
Fucking shirts. They make you
can you imagine all the old veterans out there with beer bellies and beards? Fucking shirtless.
They make you wear shirts. You believe that? Dude, this like, one's cool.
Mikey's out there in shorts and combat boots and no shirt. Let me tell you about this F-22 as he leans on top of
He's all like picking his belly button, like leaning into it. He's like, let me tell you about this here F-22.
I used to be able to pick up the engine by myself uphill both ways.
Yeah.
To the engine shop.
Yeah. And then you get behind the exhaust and you'd be able to get all your belly button in. That's why I'm picking it right now. Check this out. Look at this X-plane, dude.
The stiletto, right?
Yeah, that thing's fucking crazy. The Douglas X-3. Crazy, bro.
Wild.
I like
it. So Blackbeard, he was in long enough before I joined that you probably know a quieter dudes that were the one on the 117. I wonder if that was a pain in the ass to maintain.
Bobby was on the 117, I thought.
Oh, is he?
I thought he was. I know he was.
So one of the guys.
He was at Holloman. I don't know if he worked 22s or fucking 117s there, though. There's other ones.
The F-117 at Reagan Library, I had to tear apart and help put back together to get over there. Pretty cool, huh?
It was pretty funny after a couple of years ago. The Air Force is like, we don't fly them. And then two hikers were hiking in Death Valley, and they're like, what's that? And they caught a video of two of them like 500 feet off the deck. They were like, The Air Force is like, yeah.
Just kidding.
They're testing with F-15s just for stuff. You know, just for test.
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one.
One.
Just one.
But I work with a guy now, one of the trainers. He was a core F-117 guy. Said they were actually pretty easy to work on. They weren't too bad.
They were a pain in the dick to tear apart, dude. There were like miles and miles of freaking wiring behind the cockpit, dude. So awful, bro. Even with like just a saw, just trying to get everything out, dude. It sucked. Whoa, this is freaking cool, bro. You guys
were they fly by?
Yeah,
I
think
they were fly by wire.
One
of the first. So if you people that worked on them or flew them said that if you were like flying next to it, you could see the controls. They're moving really
wobbling
fast.
Goblin,
keep that in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, because they call the half blue the wobbling goblin, right?
In one of the documentaries I was watching about Skunkworks, even Kelly Johnson, when he first saw it, when they were building it, he walked out on the floor and was like, there's no way that thing's going to fucking fly.
That's ugly. Was it the half blue or was it the one after, like after half blue testing?
I think it was the Hab Blue,
which was the predecessor to the F-117. If anybody didn't know, check this thing out, dude. Can you see it? It's kind of
super blurry.
Yeah, it's the X-18.
Is that a helicopter?
Vertical and/or short takeoff and land. It's got VSTOL on it. It's like a tilt wing concept for VTOL flight.
It's like the early CB-22.
Yeah, except with less air to ground kills.
Yes.
Another awesome one. I'm sure you guys have seen them up close. I had an opportunity to see a B-1 with bomb bays open, and that giant freaking revolver that's like the size of an Escalade.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah, it holds all the munitions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the blueprints to put a fucking gun on that bitch? Did you guys ever see a blueprint to put a gun on the B-1?
Mm-mm. Oh, I remember when they were talking about that. It was like a fucking missile truck and shit like that.
No, there's a blueprint out that somebody came up with an idea to put like a gun in the middle to come out on the B-1. I'll find it. I'll find the blueprint right now. I'll find it. But hey, Mike, this is what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I know it's a little blurry, but I'm getting them off Wikipedia. All the fucking pictures on Wikipedia are there. Fucking, I don't know.
Gay.
I don't know what it is. But yeah, it's called the sea bass. We call it the sea bass.
Yeah, it looks like it came out of the ocean.
B-1 gun blueprint. I'm gonna find it. I know it's here somewhere. Blueprints.com. B-1 bomber. Are you guys still there?
Why
you guys?
Yeah. We're waiting for you, dude.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're also back here.
While you're waiting.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Ocarina of Time?
It is.
That's where Mikey's from. He's that old dude in the beginning of the Zelda games.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Okay. And then put this right here. And then put this right here. And then put this right.
I ordered a PS5.
Okay, cool. But
I don't get my new TV till Monday.
How'd you get rid of the big one?
I did. I sold it.
Somebody bought it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I need to buy it.
You don't need that fucking thing.
It's like, scummy, I got a TV too. He's like, I don't need any more TVs.
Dude, they're everywhere. There's like a TV in the kitchen. There's a TV in the bathroom. There's a TV in the living room. They're everywhere.
TVs everywhere.
And each of them have their own little Fire Stick remote. You've been taking a shit watching like Band of Brothers. You know, it's great.
TV in the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Red, okay, what are you doing, dude?
Hey, bro, chill,
bro. So I sold
He's looking for top inch. Secret on Wikipedia.
The 92 inch.
Yeah, you don't say that. I don't think you were top secret.
But then I bought an 85 inch.
Like a newer one.
Yeah.
This is very crude. Very crude, obviously. But look back. You see the cannon right there.
Is that one of them colored by number fucking pictures?
That's what it looks like.
It wouldn't let me put the Boeing one on there because It's a Boeing actual fucking. Is this pretty cool?
Well, and size wise, you know how big those things are. That would be a massive cannon.
Oh, yeah. I hear that a lot.
Totally would.
I'm told that all the time.
That's what it fucking somebody said to me. That's fucking just taking it as a compliment.
Everybody
they weren't,
got
a they weren't insulting me at all. Wow. Yeah, great times, right? So that's all I could find for you. I can find it. Actually, let me go images. I could probably find more on images here.
Should we take another break?
You want to take a break for take a break for a second for our sponsors?
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Sponsor, sponsor,
hello, sponsor. Sponsor me. Sponsor me. Please sponsor me.
Let's see. I'll change my background for when we come back.
You know what we should do is make a fucking really cool.
Oh, I can't see. Me pong pong for you.
Careful, you're getting Mikey excited.
Whoa.
Let's go back to this one.
This one gets him excited.
Oh, yeah.
That's what gets him excited.
1,000 acres and a 10-acre pond. What's your next move? Granny about to beat.
Granny about to beat. She's about to be in the hospital. Yeah. Please sponsor us. Hell yeah. This is, you know what? This is a great episode back. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, man. What else? Okay. So I found it. Listen, guys, I found a good blueprint. Check it out.
Looks like the same drawing.
I know, it's but this blurry. One has the gun on it.
Just blurry.
Look at it. Has no, it's different. It's got the it's blurrier, but it's got the different.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's okay.
Looks like a Star Wars cannon.
Yeah, the laser cool. beams.
It was probably Ronald Reagan that was like, man, not like Star Wars, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. Woo. You know how long we talked about airplanes today? A lot.
So much more.
So
that,
much
that may be just information in a single episode.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you know what's fucked up? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this real quick. Not buttered sausage, obviously, but
damn it.
Let's talk about this B1 crash at Ellsworth. Ooh, did you guys hear about that?
Yeah. This is the one that caught fire, right?
Yeah, well, no, that was the one in 2024 January. The one that crashed at Ellsworth. I guess the crash board came out. The mishap pilot apparently, let's see. The mission's crew did not follow low visibility approach to land communication and flying responsibilities. Yeah. So they didn't conduct a composite cross check during the approach. Was seen as a primary cause of the accident. So they didn't do what the fuck they were supposed to.
So they get a slap on the wrist and they're flying again.
Still blame it on maintenance.
Yep. Yeah.
It's still yep. maintenance fault.
Investigators describe undisciplined procedures employed by the ground-based flight supervisors, including insufficient shift changeover and individual failure to review applicable airfield hazards that resulted in the mishap B1B making a dangerous and unauthorized approach.
Equitable.
All because maintenance didn't put enough tire pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And the struts weren't serviced correctly.
Fucking assholes. Not servicing struts.
Yeah. The mishap pilot apparently failed to brief the remaining crew on the expected vertical velocity during the approach, which prevented weapon systems officers from performing an adequate cross check. The pilot was also descended below 200 feet above ground level without approval from the onboard instructor pilot. The mishap pilot did not effectively cross-check the airspeed, descent rate, and projected aircraft flight path leading up to the mishap. By failing to cross-check using his instruments effectively, the mishap pilot did not recognize the deviations from desired airspeed, descent rate, and aircraft flight path. No, he was a student, dude. He was probably out. He's probably out now.
Did they make it?
You know what I mean?
He's probably a maintenance officer now.
Yeah, they. I believe they did. Let me go back.
Yeah, they made it.
Awesome.
Yeah, they made it out.
Yeah, so.
Decertified. Retraining your
crew. Yeah. Decertified. Now you're a crew chief.
Wait, you decertify people when things get messed up? Or when you damage aircraft? I didn't know that's a thing.
That's what.
Hey, this isn't a civilian company.
I thought we just really promote that and we like give them a pat on the back and tell them,
"Good job, keep doing.
Good
more.
Job, keep going."
And you just level up more and more. Yeah. Allegedly.
It's not even allegedly, bro. That's fact.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's not fake news.
Such
media.
A aircraft. Again, thinking of the. Crash recovery side of it. I wonder if they had to use a crane or if they were able to use bags. That's a
they
lot of weight.
It.
They used a backhoe and a dumpster.
Yes.
The thing was burnt up.
Those bags,
they just, yeah. They just lit the rest of it on fire and just let it burn.
Yeah.
I know the 130 that crashed out at in Afghanistan when I was out there, they AUD came out and just wrapped deck cord around the wings and they blew it up.
Blowed it.
Oh wow.
And they blowed it.
Yeah, those bags when I first started training, I thought, oh, these are just air mattresses, and I fell on one just being a jackass. No, it's like concrete.
Dang. Did you say you were being a jackass?
I don't remember what the PSI is, but yes.
You were being a jackass? Weird. Weird. I would never expect that.
The smile confirms it.
Confirmed. Wow, you guys, we've done an hour already. That's weird, huh? Doesn't even seem like it. Doesn't feel like it. Doesn't feel like you want to keep going or you want to call it.
I mean, call it. I think that's a good episode back. Just quick little.
Think so? What do you think, Blackbeard? What are you pondering you back there?
Buy a couch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Marketplace?
No.
Not going to buy it.
Jared.
Are you going?
Jared.
Are you going to get a love sack?
I'm going to get a love sack.
Yeah.
No, look those up. The love sack couches. Couch. Those, they're cool as shit. They're little modulars.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Love sack. Yeah. RIP, Mickey.
Yeah.
That was Mickey. Oh. February Mickey. 11th.
Mickey who? Your dog?
It was his doggy.
Yeah, that was the one that passed away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, he didn't like me. he didn't like me.
Like recently passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Less than, like, yeah, 3 years.
Yeah, like last month.
3 weeks, 4 weeks.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Dude, that dog had a hog on him.
Yeah, he did. Bags of meat.
Well, I knew what dog it was.
He'd walk by, they call him Big Dick Dan.
Did you tape a hot dog on there? What's going on?
They call him Big Dick Mickey.
BDM right there.
BDM.
That's how the neighborhood knew him. Here comes BDM. How'd you know?
Hide the bitches. Here comes BDM.
That's why you'd see so many dogs for sale over there, because BDM walking around just humping everything.
BDM running the streets.
God damn. Those lonely Air Force wives too, you know? Let BDM in, you know what I'm saying? You're like, where's Mickey at? Damn you.
He's down at Chantel's house.
Rosemary's been out of peanut butter for years.
Yeah.
He's at Santorini's again.
Albertson's is like, why do we go through so much peanut butter over here? I don't understand it. That's for Big Dick Mickey. God damn.
Hello, we turned this into an airplane show talking about dog's giant dick.
Dog dicks.
Dude, your dog has a giant dick.
And there goes Red. There's the laugh.
Tie it in. That's similar to the 135's dog dick.
Yeah, it's
not Big Dick Mickey, though.
Yeah, it's not Big Dick Mickey. Granted, with a KC-10, its fucking pole is about 27 feet. So, I mean, that's pretty big, but not like Big Dick Mickey.
That's literally just like, Big Dick Mickey was like the Swiss Army knife of dogs, you know?
Of canine.
There goes Red.
Swiss Army knife.
Dude, every cries, he squints. He's still going. What's that? That's my Swiss Army knife dog, Big Dick Biggie. Comes back and it's crooked. He's been using that as a can opener.
When he gets tired, he leans on it.
It's a little tripod stand.
Damn, dude. This is an awesome
episode.
Good
way to end the episode of the Full Circle of Swiss Army Knife.
Fucking Big Dick Mickey.
R.I.P.
Hell yeah. Yeah. All right.
Blackbeard. Would it be R.I.D. Rest in peace, Dick.
I miss that, Dick.
I miss that, Dick.
When he walk around corners, did you hear like a thump?
It just drags so.
Like, God damn it, Mickey. He had to put padding on. He had to put padding on the corners of his walls.
Put a little unicycle on it.
3D printed little carrier for it. But dude, why is your dog always walking around with a wheelbarrow? That's for his dick.
Yeah, it's Big Dick Mickey, dude. You didn't know? Yeah, I don't live in Roseman, bro. Ask around. Ask around.
He's down on the streets. The Swiss Army knife of Roseman.
Where is this dog? I can't find him.
The Rosa Hood Swiss Army knife, Big Dick Mick.
Yeah, if you look on Edwards friends and Roseman friends, you'll find Big Dick Mickey.
Dude, you should have put like posters up, like Big wanted, Dick like wanted posters all of Roseman.
Wanted. Big Dick Mick.
Big Dick Mick. Wanted for slaying bitches in the neighborhood. And then just leave. Like, you should have left your house that way, just putting up all the flyers.
If you see him, call 911.
If you see Big Dick Mick, run. Your asshole's in danger.
Or his tag on his tag on his scholarship and like trying to dick down as many bitches as I can.
Yeah, he didn't like me. I came in the house, he was like, "Who the fuck is this dude?"
Yeah. You have no soul, that's why. Dogs know.
Yeah, that's true. The other ones like me. Of course, I wasn't staring at Mick's dick, so he was probably like, took offense to it.
Was it always out, or was it just fucking?
It was always out.
You're showing it off constantly.
God damn it, Mick.
Nice family Christmas. Mickey's over there on his back, and dick just hanging out.
He would walk on his back, feet up, just to show it off.
Well, hell yeah. What a way to end an episode, you guys. And you know what? We're glad that you stuck around.
If you even did stick around.
If you did stick around. Most people will stick around. The other ones are haters. The other ones are haters.
You got to stick around till the end.
Yeah. Learn about Swiss Army knife dicks.
Swiss Army knife and dogs with his big old donkey dick. He probably scared coyotes off with that thing.
Even the cat gangs were like, whoa, play, we just passed through, bro. Yeah.
You want to make never see
movies? You never see. Mickey Bright talks like Kevin Hart, or he talks about his dad. You never see no dog with a long dick.
Hey, listen.
You gonna learn today. You gonna learn today in Rosamund.
You ever seen the show Cat Dog? That's about to happen right now. Hell yeah. Blackbeard, why don't you tell the people where they can find us? If you're watching on video, you can actually see it scrolling along. So you know, unless you're really dumb, where you can find us. But Blackbeard, for the people on audio, because this is going to be an audio video episode.
Experience. Audio video experience.
Experience.
So I'm just going to listen, like, share, subscribe, obey. Follow us on Twitch, YouTube, IG, Facebook, Rumble, TikTok, and X.
Wow.
KeysOfJetPodcast.com.
And for $5 a month, you can go to patreon.com/KeysOfJetPodcast.
Help us turn from third world podcast into first world podcast.
And hopefully get us from number 7 to number 2.
Number 1.
If we're leading the way with Cancel for Maintenance and Keys to the Jet 1 and 2, bam.
Hell yeah.
Who was number 2? Who's 2?
Right, can you pull it up? Can you pull the list up?
I can't. Yeah. But I can pull the list up right now. I'll fucking pull this shit up.
Who was ahead of us?
We'll just invite them to our podcast and just
then like talk
belittle them the entire time.
Talk shit to them the whole time.
You guys aren't worth number 2. Fuck you guys.
Who are you? Okay. Who are? Swear to me.
Swear to little Mikey.
Number 2 is Aviation Pros Podcast. The Aviation Pros Podcast features the leading minds across the aviation industry discussing the most pressing issues facing all facets of air travel. Gay. I'm just kidding. That's not gay. That's cool. Keep doing what you're doing. Number 3, Aviation Week's MRO Podcast. The aviation aftermarket is a complicated, fragmented global business. Listen in as Aviation Week's MRO editors explore the ins and outs of the industry. Number 4 is AEA Amplified. From Aircraft Electronics Association, AEA Amplified is a podcast for aviation's technology experts. Learn more about the ever-changing world of avionics. Spark chasers.
Damn, Avi.
Pointy heads.
No, these all sound like some big name people. Like, you think they're number pissed off if they saw this? Be like, who the fuck is number 7 of these guys jackasses talking about dog dicks and fucking? How are they number 7 the whole time?
Number 5 is the CodaCast. CodaCast brings you the latest breaking news and in-depth industry studies and educational insights. From the untold world of aviation, these experts have a wealth of knowledge and experience in the aviation industry and can expand your aviation knowledge. Number 6 is Ask the AMPs. Expert Mike Bush, Paul New, and Colleen Sterling answer your toughest aviation maintenance questions. New episodes are released the first 15th of every month. Number 7, Keys to the Jet, boy! Woo! Yeah, dude, and yeah,
who's Keys to the Jet?
Keys to the Jet, that's us. That's
what does it say? What does it say we are?
A podcast about being a military aircraft maintainer, designed by aircraft maintainers. A place where stories and memories of being in aircraft maintenance can be shared with all maintainers from every branch. They plan to share the good, the bad, and the ugly of being in the military aviation maintenance in a lighthearted and goofy way as only maintainers can.
There we go. Who wrote that?
Who wrote that?
Where to that list?
Sorry, I didn't hear you over your drum and bass beat there.
Yeah, I thought we were at a fucking EDM show real quick. I thought you were about to drop the bass.
He was transforming again. It's really Megatron Mike.
No, I said
Mikey Miss Prime.
Mikey Miss Prime. That's pretty cool. That's pretty
hell yeah, dude. Hell, roll out. No, it was this has been a really good episode, you guys. All right. We're getting out of here. We love you. Bye.
Love you.
See you.
Have an awesome day.
And you know what? One more thing. Did you know that some canopies on airplanes go like this and some do this?
Some go like this too.
Yeah. And like that too. Holy shit.
And some like don't have canopies.
Some don't have canopies.
Yes, some don't have canopies.
Wow. What a way to end. All right. We love you. We're out of here, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.